This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. National Examination Board publishes Grade 12 result. Government side defending move of dissolving the House of Representatives in today's hearing at a constitutional bench. And Myanmar military seizes power, detains elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Now the news in detail. The National Examination Board NEB has published the results of Grade 12 board examinations today. Secretary Member of the Board Durga Prasad Arial said the results were made public following the meeting of the board. A total of 433,271 candidates across the country had participated in the examination. According to the board, result of one has been cancelled while 11,490 have been withheld. The Class 12 examination, which were supposed to be held in April, were postponed due to coronavirus pandemic and was held on 24th of November. The government, attorneys and private lawyers are pleading in favour of the House dissolution in the constitutional bench from today. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners finished their pleading yesterday and government side will be putting the arguments in the bench favouring the House dissolution. In today's hearing session, Attorney General Agni Prasad Kharel, along with the government lawyers and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli private lawyers will be pleading. The government of China had decided to provide 300,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines in grant assistance to Nepal. The Chinese embassy is coordinating with the relevant Nepali authorities on the registration for emergency use and receipt of the vaccine and would like to deliver the vaccines to the Nepal side at the earliest to help Nepal win the battle against the COVID-19 pandemic. The vaccine to be provided for Nepal is developed by China's Sinopharm and has got conditional marketing approval in China. The police have arrested two people in possession of 190 milligrams of illegal narcotic drug in Kanchanpur district. According to District Police Office Kanchanpur, a police team acting on a tip-off nabbed Surendranam Luhar and Gopal Chand of Bedkot Municipality 9 in Kanchanpur district on Sunday, who had carried 180 milligrams and 10.860 milligrams of hashish respectively. DSP Amar Bahadur Thapa said they were made public by the police today before keeping them in police custody for further investigation into the case. And this news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Myanmar's military has taken control of the country after detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other politicians in the early hours. Military TV said a state of emergency had been declared for 1 year and power transferred. The coup comes after tensions arose between the civilian government and the military following a disputed election. Myanmar, also known as Burma, was ruled by the military until democratic reforms began in 2011. In November's election, Suu Kyi National League for Democracy owned enough seats to form a government. Militant Islamists in Somalia have been involved in a gun battle with security forces at a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack at the Afrique Hotel, which began with a car bomb on Sunday afternoon. At least three people died in the attack, with a Reuters news agency reporting 9 deaths. The group, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, regularly carries out attacks against the government. A car hit the hotel's front entrance and detonated before gunmen stormed the building, according to officials and others at the scene. Thousands of Russians have been taking part in an unauthorized protest demanding the release of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 5,000 people have been detained, a monitoring group says, in Moscow police closed metro stations and blocked off the city center. Navalny was jailed on his return to Russia after recovering from an attempt to kill him with a nerve agent. He blames the security services for the attack, but the Kremlin denies this. The opposition figure was arrested after arriving in Moscow from Germany, where he spent months recovering from the near-fatal incident. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Examination Board publishes grade 12 results. Government side defending move of dissolving the House of Representatives in today's hearing at Constitutional Bench. And Myanmar military seizes power, detains elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.